Welcome back onto the SBI Sports Network for the Red Zone. I'm your host, Duke Dance, here for the Red Zone, covering high school sports across the state of Wyoming. And joining us now from Casper is Trevor Wilson, the Associate Commissioner for the Wyoming High School Activities Association. Trevor, thank you for your time. Postseason for winter sports, so busy, busy time for you guys.
Thanks a lot for having me. Yeah, it is a busy, busy time. We have state swimming coming up this weekend. And hopefully the weather holds off. Looks like we have some road closures at the time, but hopefully all our schools get here. And then we have regional wrestling this weekend as well. So, again, knock on wood, it's been a tough winter so far with scheduling since we've already had to postpone Spirit. Hopefully that's the end of our postponements, but we shall see.
Well, Trevor, a couple things happening right now is every 2 years you take a look at classifications and reclassifications and student enrollment and the numbers and all of that. As you guys do that, what are some of the biggest challenges for classification? Is it travel? Is it just the miles between school? Or what is the biggest challenge?
I think it's a combination. I mean, we have 70 schools in a state that covers a lot of ground. And we have schools with 15 students up to about 2,000 students. So to try to find that perfect balance just doesn't exist. And we're not the only state that deals with reclassification, but it seems like we're always trying to find something that's best. And, you know, this past year, our reclassification committee has really done a good job of trying to look at some data over the past several years as far as where schools' enrollment have been. And they came up with a proposal that just passed our first reading at our board level to make a change in how we reclassify, not how we reclassify, but the structure. It's not a total change, but it is a little different. In the past, we just deal with strictly number of schools at a certain level. As you know, we'll have 16 in 4A, 16 in 3A, 16 in 2A, and then the rest are 1A. Well, this current proposal just simply states that if you're 700 and above enrollment, you're 4A. And then if you're 210 and above to 699, you're 3A. And then 110 to 209, you're 2A. And then the smallest, anything under 109 students or under 110 students, you're 1A. So it changes a little bit because what it does do is one thing we're hearing from our schools is that if a school's enrollment increases or decreases, it doesn't affect where another school lands in classification. So, and what I mean by that, if whomever's enrollment goes above puts them in a classification, that means we don't bring another school down anymore. That's simply if you're 700 and above, you're 4A, and then so forth. So it's been received very well. Only a few schools have been opposed to it, but it passed overwhelmingly. It passed unanimously at our board the last time in February, a week ago, and then it will come out again one more time for a second reading. And then if it does pass, that would be April 25th is our last board meeting this year. And then that would go into place the following school year. So that would be a 24-25 school year.
So Trevor, is the purpose of a proposal like that to change the way that's happening? There's so many schools that are kind of those bubble schools that are constantly bouncing back and forth between classes. Is the idea to eliminate that and just try and keep it more standard?
Exactly. And I don't know, Duke, if we'll ever eliminate that. But what they did do was look at history and try to find what they call a natural break. And I don't know if that's the right term, but that's the one that they used. So if you look at 4A, for example, and 700 and above, there's a pretty big break between Cody at 625 students and then Green River at 770. So that seems to be a nice break in there. And then between 3A and 2A, you have Thermop right now at 220 and then Moorcroft at 195. So again, another nice break in there. And then the last one between 2A and 1A, Sundance is about 125 and Lingle's about 97. So again, those are natural breaks based on what our current numbers are. And historically, there's been a break in that area. So it would help eliminate some of that bouncing back and forth between classifications.
Trevor, I'm assuming that this doesn't include football. Would that be correct? I mean, I don't see how that might work as well for football.
Yeah, football is the only one that is not touched at this time. Football remains the same. Our schools seem to like it. Our coaches like it. It's 10, 12, 14, 14, and the rest. So football does not change. It seems like every time you start touching football, people start complaining a little bit. So we've just left it alone.
So football, no expansion in the 4A class, no changes there at all?
Not at this time.
That's Trevor Wilson, Associate Commissioner for the Wyoming High School Activities Association, joining me on the Red Zone today. Trevor, another proposal that seems to come up every 2 years is wrestling, and a lot of people in the wrestling community feel that maybe it just needs to be consolidated into two classes for wrestling. What's the latest there? Is there still a push for that to happen? Is that something that you could potentially see happening? And what are the drawbacks to that? What's keeping that from happening?
You know, we haven't heard, or at least I haven't heard anything with two classes for wrestling for a few years. I mean, there's a few people that would like to see that, but the last time we brought that up, our smaller schools just didn't want anything to do with it. You know, personally, I think it would make for a better state tournament, meaning we're not going to have any buys, and it's going to be very, very competitive at both classes. But I also understand a school with, you know, 35, 40 kids, they're not going to be able to compete with a school with 300 either. So I get both sides of it. But we have not had anything proposed with two classes in wrestling for, it's probably been a handful of years yet, Duke. I know some folks in your area would like to see that, especially Star Valley, since they're such a strong program. But our small schools, at least now, haven't really enjoyed that or haven't liked it.
Trevor, any other highlights or anything else around reclassification that you feel is worth mentioning at this time?
No, you talked about, I think the only, you mentioned in our previous conversation before we were on air, there was a proposal for 4A football to add instant replay for postseason. And that basically failed at all levels. I mean, it didn't get out of our districts. None of our districts passed it. There was only one or two schools voted in favor of it. So at this time, that's going nowhere. I think we'll see it sometime in the future, but as for now, it's not going into place.
Trevor Wilson, Associate Commissioner of the Wyoming High School Activities Association. You mentioned postseason stuff, state wrestling coming up, and it sounds like there are going to be a double elimination bracket for the girls. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And there was always going to be a double elimination. And what it wasn't, our fear was if we had to go to a 32-person bracket, that could we get it done and those type of things. It was never to eliminate the double elim. It was basically to go to a single limb just for that first round. And, you know, we just thought it would be best. Obviously, you know, it wasn't. Our schools balked a little bit. So did some parents for good reason. So we've adjusted the schedule. And it will be a double elimination tournament, just like the boys. The difference is, as you know, we don't have any qualifying standards for the girls. So basically, top two in each weight class per team is entered. So we may have a bracket of 30 kids and a bracket of 7 kids. We just don't know yet until Friday. Entries are due at noon.
Trevor Wilson, Associate Commissioner with the Wyoming High School Activities Association. Trevor, appreciate all your insight. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks a lot for having me, Duke. And stay warm.
Yeah, we'll do our best. It's here on the Red Zone with the SVI Sports Network.